Back at the deserted campsite, Ragnvald took food from his haversack, beckoning to his companions.
Take a rest now, mates. Let's have a look at these tracks. Orkwell, try not to disturb anything.
Orkwell and Mordi made their way over to the rogue squirrel. Both opened their packs. They were hungry from hours of tracking. Mordi cast a cynical eye about as she munched on a scone.
It'll be jolly difficult trying to make one blinking track out from the other. It looks like there's a blooming stampede pass through here, what?
Taking a pull from a flask of damson cordial, Orkwell knelt. He outlined a broad footpad close by.
Well, here's where Gorath was, heading that way toward the ditch. Lots of other prints, too.
Ragnvald gave them a cursory glance.
Ranrat, sure, I'm no stranger to their trails. No beast passed over the big fella's marks. You know what that means.
Mordi finished her scone.
Indeed, it means our badger was pursuing the rascals. The way those rats kicked up dirt, one could see Gorath was the last chap they wanted to face.
Ragnvald selected an apple.
Sure, and I wonder why that was, Mordi, darling.
The hermaid replied nonchalantly.
Who knows, old scout? Gorath never looked to me like a chap who'd be fond of vermin. Perhaps he just got peeved with the blighters, what?
Orkwell snorted.
Peeved? Look at the way those brown rats churned up the grass to get away from him. Gorath's in the grip of blood wrath. That's why they were in such a rush to get away.
Ragnvald took a bite of his apple.
Blood wrath, is it? I've heard of that afore. Ain't it supposed to drive badgers mad?
Mordi nodded.
Something like that. Oh well, chaps. Up and at him. What? I suppose we'd best follow his trail. What do you say?
Orkwell began packing his haversack.
You two go ahead. We won't be coming with ye. I've got to bring Martin's sword back to the abbey, so I'll have to cast about until I find that vole's tracks. He's the rascal who'll have the sword.
Mordi pointed to the main tracks.
But what about my blinking badger?
Ragnvald found himself in the position of mediator.
Come on now, Mordi, me old beauty. We know where the big fella's bound. He's chasing the brown rats. They'll run straight back to their boss, Curdley, and he's camped south of the abbey wall. Let's lend yon Orkwell a paw to find his vole. We can always catch up with Garth and Curdley's bunch later.
Mordi relented.
Oh, well, righto. But remember, Orkwell, if we find your sword, then you owe me one.
The young hedgehog was frankly relieved.
Good. Or you'll be in your debt, Marm. Let's go this way.
They marched off north on Orkwell's supposition that the vole would be making for the River Moss. All three spread in a forage line, keeping their eyes out for tracks. Ragnvald was the first to break trail. He was slightly east of the other two.
Sure. And ain't I the grand tracker? Look, here's the owl villain's paw marks. I can tell it is him, because there's the drag marks he made by letting the sword point scrape the ground. See, and here's a slash on this rowan trunk, where he's made a swipe at it, testing out his fine new blade, I'll be bound, eh?
Mordi cut across Ragnvald, getting ahead of him.
I say, chaps, blood and feathers on the ground here. The bound has killed a bird. Hold on. Can you smell scorching feathers? Quiet now. And keep your eyes peeled.
Ragnvald, who prided himself on his woodcraft, nodded toward the small hillock, which he glimpsed through the trees.
Smoke still rising yonder. That's where your vole will be, Orkwell.
Mordi took charge.
Ragnvald, you come over the rise from the back. Orkwell, skirt the hill from the left. I'll take it from the right. When you hear me shout, Eulalia, then charge the blighter. Spread out now.